The Detroit Month of Design kicks off on September 1st, which takes the city beyond its legacy of designing the automobile to celebrate all facets of design that the Motor City produces, from urban planning and landscaping that frame our city and lives, to fashion designers working here and furniture makers and the artists that shape our culture and aesthetic. This year's Month of Design features over 80 events, from exhibitions and installations to workshops, talks, and tours, including the return of marquee events like the Eastern Market After Dark, which opens up lots of different studio spaces that you normally wouldn't be able to see there, and the Cranbrook Architecture Alumni Show. To talk about all of this, we're joined by Kiana Wenzel, co-executive director of Design Corps, the group behind the Detroit Month of Design. Kiana, welcome to Culture Shifts.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure. Every Month of Design has a theme. What is this year's theme?
This year's theme is United by Design, focusing on our interdependence and connectedness and how that can lead to a more collaborative and accessible future.
Okay, that sounds like a press release to me. What does that actually mean, Kiana, when we're thinking of what that's going to look like for patrons that are going to go check out Detroit Month of Design?
Yes, the Detroit Month of Design is co-created with the community. Every year we have an open call where we ask community organizations, nonprofits, for-profits, organizations to submit an idea of what projects are you working on? What innovative ideas do you have? And let's showcase that to the world together in September.
So if you're looking at Detroit as a design city, I would have to imagine that that's an argument you'd have to make to a lot of people who say, Detroit and design? I've never heard of that. So make that argument to someone that the city has some design credibility.
You know, in 2015, Detroit was designated by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization as the first and only city of design in the United States of America. And that designation was bestowed upon us not only for our past, which includes like the highest concentration of industrial designers in the nation, a strong collection of research and development institutions dedicated to cutting edge ideas like GM, Whirlpool, 3M. We have a large collection of colleges and universities dedicated to training the next generation of design stars, whether that's engineering, advertising, visual communication, or architecture. We also have a high concentration of cultural museums and galleries altogether. And so Detroit received the designation. You know, the question of why was easy. We're also a furniture capital. You know, so much furniture has come out, and also advertising. People don't think about the role that advertising plays in connecting the consumer to what is produced. But Detroit has a strong, strong reputation in advertising. So the question of like why we received the designation was easy. But the harder question is, what's next? And what does that mean for the future?
I'll ask that harder question. Okay. What is next?
Yes.
You know, you're talking about so much that is built around the automobile, but I feel like the next generations, you know, it's less about four wheels. It's more about two wheels and alternative transportation and more eco-friendly things. So all of that past automobile stuff is a great foundation for the city of Detroit. But yeah, truly, where are we going?
You know, the future Design Corps spent a year and a half engaging over 1,000 stakeholders when we received the designation. And what came out of that was a focus on inclusive design. You know, looking at the full spectrum of society when making our design decisions, looking at how we design, who gets to design, to create a future that's more accessible and equitable. And I think that you see that in our calendar this year. Collaboration, interdependence is huge. So you see things like sustainability. So the U.S. Green Building Council is hosting an event. You have events like Citizen Robotics, who is showcasing a new way of building houses and homes using robots. you have 18th Street Design Build Hub, where AGI Construction has taken a house in Southwest Detroit, and they're training people in the construction industry on how to build green homes in a great way. You'll see Isaac, the Industrial Society for Industrial Sewing and Accessibility Society, hosting an event bringing fashion back to Detroit and small-scale manufacturing. What I also see on the calendar this year is the role that design plays in cultural preservation. So Live 6 Alliance and the Kresge Foundation is hosting an event called Hawkins Family Legacy, where they're honoring the Hawkins family, who was had the first Black-owned women's apparel store on 6 Mile. At the University of Detroit Mercy, you have some professors there telling the untold stories of Black landscape architects. So I'm seeing designers use the platform, the festival platform, for amplifying the history of a lot of untold design stories. You will also see helping current designers like our Shop and See event. It's a partnership with Bedrock, where 10 designers have been paired with retailers to do in-store installations. It'll be up for 30 days, and then we're going to have a one-day shopping event. Support the local retailers. Also, the Avenue of Fashion is doing art on the Ave, you know, the largest Black-owned business district in Detroit. Garnet Archer has done a wonderful job with that event year-round. For the past couple years, she's participated. And then I would say bringing back Eastern Market After Dark is really huge, where the open-air market turns into a nighttime design district. All of the sheds are activated. There's going to be a series of block parties. So you have the Detroit Distillery and Eastern Market Brewing doing a block party. Detroit Hustles Harder. Savvy Chic is doing the block party. The Riverfront Conservancy is hosting a block party under the cut. So when we talk about united, look at when designers, the business community, government, and residents come together. There's strength in that. And, you know, the issues that we have to deal with for our future call for us to be more collaborative. And we really want to showcase that through this year's festival.
So much to unpack in everything that you just laid out that represents the Detroit Month of Design. As I said, over 80 different things at least that are happening. But there were a few keys that you brought up there. One of them is sustainability, which if you look at all of the different events that are happening, it's a very buzzy word. And again, I really try to push past the press release, the buzziness of it. I mean, what does that really look like in the city of Detroit, which has spent so many decades kind of using the leftover waste of industry and manufacturing here to try and make something new out of that?
You know, adaptive reuse, I know that may be another buzzword, but it's about like taking something old and making something new, giving it a new life, upcycling. A great event that's an example of that is the Architectural Salvage Warehouse. So Detroiters have a long history in taking leftover building materials, leftover furniture, and creating something new out of it. So that's part of their core mission for a sustainable and circular economy, the Architectural Salvage Warehouse. So they're hosting a block party during the festival. Everyone should check that out. Another event is the alley activation. You know, alleys are everywhere, but are we really using them how they could be used for programming and bringing our community together? So there's an event called the Alley Activation that everyone should check out. It's family friendly. And they're going to be, the group that's putting it together is prototyping ideas for to transform our alleys and use them as public community spaces.
there's so many of these different events that people can check out. Very easy to search Detroit Month of Design. You can see the upcoming calendar. It kicks off on September 1st and runs through the end of the month, which is September 30th. And yeah, the Architectural Salvage Warehouse Detroit, it's called Design IT, Design Innovative Trash, is what that stands for. And it plays off that idea of this long history we have of found objects becoming new again. But there's also, you know, things like being able to sustainably tear down a house, right? We have all these different demolitions. Is there a way to actually create jobs out of that? So there's some pretty functional things that can actually come out of some of the conversations that are taking place for Detroit Month of Design. Is that right?
Yes, a couple of events as far as function is crafts in the digital age. It's going to be held at the Ford House, but for the first time ever, new products are being introduced into the main residence. So these are current designers working in Detroit. This exhibition is a partnership between Design Corps, Lawrence Technological University, and Ford House. There will be about 20 designers showcasing technologically produced products like a vase, a chair, a table next to traditionally made. You know, so who are the legacy designers of tomorrow? So that's one great event. Another one, I'll go back to the Citizen Robotics, you know, setting the table. Last year they had an event called Setting the Table for Affordable Housing. When we look at, you know, housing in America and the trades and the cost of housing, how can we bring those costs down so housing can be more affordable? Well, 3D printing homes using leftover robots from the automotive industry, you know, retooling those robots to create homes in a new way that can make them more affordable, that is happening in Detroit, cutting edge technology. Also, MOGO, they have an event called Seeing Detroit Differently. When we talk about transportation, it's not just about transportation, it's about mobility. Whether you're walking, whether you're on a scooter, whether you're on a bike, they have a lot of bikes that are adapted for people in the limb loss community. Mm. You know, different stages of abilities are able to ride a bike. So they are really thinking outside of the box about what it means to see Detroit in a new way outside of your car. And then who are we designing bikes for? And who gets to experience riding a bike? So I just want to shout out MOGO, and Seeing Detroit Differently is another great event to check out.
Another big element or category of Detroit Month of Design is fashion. You touched on it a little bit. The idea of upcycling is a common theme I've seen with a lot of young designers here in the city of Detroit. I think of Dos Jefe. They do some really fantastic work where they take recycled materials and make new things out of it. What are some other trends that we're seeing in Detroit fashion, and also some of the events that people can check out as part of Month of Design around the fashion lexicon here in the city?
Yes. With fashion, you're going to see a lot from Taylor Childs is doing an installation at Detroit Roasting Plant. She's a textile fiber artist. Lindsay Jenkins is going to be paired with the Lip Bar. She's doing an in-store installation September 1st to the 30th as part of the Shop and See event. There's also Love It Detroit, which is going to be at 1001 Woodward. The Consulate of Italy is doing a four-year residence in Detroit. So it's going to be a wonderful exhibition with Italian and Detroit fashion, the dialogue between Detroit and Italy. You also have, for fashion, Kristen Richard has a trend forecasting event that she's going to be hosting. And then the Gucci Changemakers exhibition. It's going to be at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And the title for that exhibition is Building a Lasting Impact. So you have a couple of Detroit designers showcased in that show. Donovan Dewberry has a formal gown that he's going to be showcasing, 60 yards of sequence fabric. Nabila Najjar has been doing great things in Detroit, so she's going to be showcased. Naneka Jackson has the most beautiful crowns. It's very Afrocentric and futuristic, her pieces, but she does body adornment. that really gives this regal, uplifted style. So you'll be able to see Nanaka Jackson and the Building a Lasting Impact exhibition, as well as Christina Beatty. So lots of Detroit design for the next 30 days, September 1st to the 30th.
Kiana, another big category, history, which you touched on too, with the Hawkins family legacy, talking about, you said, the first Black-owned women's store, department store in Detroit. And you talked about who gets to design and sort of the gatekeeping that comes in with this. When we talk about history and design, is there a movement right now or discussions about correcting some of those mistakes of the past, of not opening the door for people of color or for people to have their voices heard and be able to create inside of this industry?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why the focus on inclusive design and who gets to call themselves a designer. You know, design is a loaded word. First of all, when you say design to somebody, are you talking about fashion, transportation, graphics? The list goes on. And then when we talk about, a lot of people don't think that they're a designer. I bump into a lot of people and they're like, well, I'm not a designer, but, and I say, well, you are a designer. You design what you're wearing today. You're designing your career. And designers don't only create products. They create services. And designers create systems. And at the end of the day, design is a process. So when we slow down and think about design being a process from idea to user testing, to research, to asking the community that you're designing for their opinion, and seeing residents as lived experience experts. So when I hear people saying there is a legacy in this Live Six neighborhood that needs to be taken into consideration when we're doing new developments and making sure that that history doesn't get lost, that's part of it. When we look at, you know, what Mogo is doing in the bikes and who gets to experience riding a bike, we also have Hubert Massey doing an event called Mind of the Muralist. And we know that Hubert does a lot with preserving history through his installation. So during his talk that he's going to be doing at Mary Grove, he's going into that historic context and concepts for his illustrations and muralists. Ijania Cortez is also going to be a part of that project too. She does a lot with what's the role of murals in uplifting community morale? You're starting to see a lot of beautiful murals with Black people depicted on them, young people, to whom much is given, is doing a mural in Midtown honoring Del Pryor. And another one, I think her name, another Detroit historian, I think her name is Jessica Stephanie, or Stephanie Jessica, I may have that wrong, but we're honoring these women and their contributions to Detroit through a more permanent fixture on a large wall that can be seen by everybody.
So going back to really how we started this conversation, if someone has doubts about Detroit as a design capital, what would you say to them?
I would say that Detroit is a global creative capital, has always been and will always be. Detroit is uniquely positioned geographically. You know, the state of Michigan, we have a lot of natural resources. Detroit has the infrastructure that's set up for small-scale manufacturing, for industrial design in a new way. There's a big movement for readapting buildings. Some of the old Albert Kahn buildings being turned into something new, whether it's changing that building from automotive to becoming a sewing factory. Industrial sewing's huge, and there's an opportunity there. You know, do not discount visual communication, digital illustration, advertising. There's a huge movement. Furniture. Detroit continues to be a furniture capital. The Cranbrook Chair Show is another one that's coming, saying we have this history of chairs. And then when you go to mobility, art, and design, there is the College for Creative Studies, and you just really can't discount whether it's aviation, whether it's a boat, you know, or whether it's a car, of how we are transporting goods locally and globally. And Detroit is the first and only city of design.
That is Kiana Wenzel, co-executive director of Design Core, the group behind the Detroit Month of Design, which returns on September 1st and runs through the end of the month. It's a massive citywide, Metro Detroit-wide event with over 80 different components, installations, exhibitions, workshops, tours, and talks, and lots more. It's very easy to search Detroit Month of Design and find that full calendar. We'll also get it up over at WDET.org. And Kiana, a lot of these events, I believe, are completely free and open to the public, right?
Yes, majority are free and open to the public. We also have a youth and family track.
Kiana, thank you so much for joining us here on Culture Shifts.
Thank you, Ryan.